I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. European Union leaders vowed to ramp up funding for Ukraine and their own defense at a summit in Brussels on Thursday as they take steps to rearm in ways they haven't since the end of the Cold War. Lisa Bryant has more on the summit from Paris.
This was the first summit for all 27 EU members since last week's confrontational White House meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and after Washington's decision to suspend aid and intelligence sharing with Ukraine.
Europe faces a clear and present danger, and therefore Europe has to be able to protect itself, to defend itself, as we have to put Ukraine in a position to protect itself and to push for a lasting and just peace.
That's the message from European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen about her $865 billion Rearm Europe plan. It aims to drastically boost Europe's defense arsenal against what many here see as a growing Russian threat and possibly the U.S.'s disengagement from the region.
J'ai décidé d'ouvrir le débat stratégique sur
Beyond boosting Europe's conventional arsenal, French President Emmanuel Macron has floated extending his country's nuclear arsenal to other European allies, which he also explained to French voters back home. In a televised address to the nation Wednesday, he called Russia a threat to Europe for years to come, remarks denounced by Moscow. A key question moving forward, analysts say, is to what extent Europe will be procuring equipment from the United States, as it has in the past, one key way to potentially keep close ties, or investing in its own industrial capacity. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Egyptian sources said Thursday that direct talks between the U.S. and Hamas in Qatar ended in a positive spirit. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The talks in Qatar marked the first time the United States is known to directly negotiate with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Egyptian sources said the discussions ended positively and there was hope for an agreement on the second phase of the ceasefire. The first six-week phase of the ceasefire ended last Sunday, but it could be extended as long as negotiations continue on the second phase. A Hamas spokesman said his group is committed to the ceasefire and that mediators are trying to pressure Israel to move forward. The statement came after a Hamas spokesperson in Gaza reacted angrily to threats by President Trump against the group after meeting a delegation of freed hostages. Hazem Qassem said Israeli hostages will only be released through negotiations. He said that if President Trump wants to release the hostages, the U.S. must pressure Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to begin negotiations on the second stage of a ceasefire deal, which calls for a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Israel threatens to resume its attacks on Gaza if the hostages are not released soon. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
A new travel ban by President Trump could bar people from Afghanistan and Pakistan from entering the U.S. as soon as next week. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Three sources familiar with the matter said the potential ban was based on a government review of countries' security and vetting risks. The move harkens back to Trump's first term, when he banned travelers from seven majority Muslim nations, a policy that went through several iterations before it was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2018. Former President Joe Biden repealed the ban in 2021, calling it a, quote, stain on our national conscience. The new ban could affect tens of thousands of Afghans who have been cleared for resettlement in the U.S. as refugees or on special immigrant visas. Some have been stranded since January 20th, when Trump ordered a 90-day freeze on refugee admissions and foreign aid that funds their flights.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. President Trump on Thursday postponed 25% tariffs on most goods from Mexico for a month amid widespread fears of the economic fallout from a broader trade war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's the second time the president has postponed the import taxes since unveiling them early last month. This move comes after he spoke with his Mexican counterpart. It follows the president's commerce secretary saying tariffs on Canada would likely be delayed too. Sagar Magani, Washington.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.